This is your main man, RJ, from the Ringside Rant, heard only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. So go over and subscribe across all your major platforms, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, to hear every great interview I have every Monday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Go over and follow the show's page on Twitter at @_RingsideRant. Follow the network's page at BizWrestleNet. And, as always, embrace the vision.
Hello, friends. This is Spencer Love, your host of Over the Top Rope on the Win Column Sports Network. Don't forget you can head to wincolumnsports.ca for all of your previews, reviews, and breaking news from the world of wrestling, be it your major promotions or from the great province of Alberta, Canada.
If you like podcasts and you are listening to our Backbreaker Media, then you should listen to me, Chris Parrish.
And myself, Manoyan.
And the Sounds of Struggle. Because we are literally the most entertaining duo you'll ever come across in Western Canadian wrestling, baby.
We talk about things like wrestling.
And other sports we like.
Like wrestling.
But we won't talk about other sports that we don't like. Because it's not that kind of podcast.
Like wrestling.
I mean, we like hockey.
And wrestling.
And we like football.
And wrestling.
And we also like to drink beer.
While wrestling.
Well, not while wrestling, but while watching wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to get into a conversation with Maniac and Chris Parrish, then you need to tune into the Sounds of Struggle live on Backbreaker Media.
Every Thursday.
That's when we hope to draw, but sometimes Mike Malawaini doesn't do his job right.
Or we're too drunk to forget.
Yeah, that happens too.
Yeah.
He can bleep out the swear word, because we weren't supposed to do that.
Oh, but I'll try not to swear. Ah, I can't do it.
Yeah. Let's face it. The two of us, we're real.
And spectacular.
And we're a little bit of all right.
Yeah.
We're also struggle-licious.
That we are.
That was kind of a cute, supposed to be a struggle-licious.
Oh, sorry, I'm trying.
If you don't want to listen to us, then no. You're stupid because we're entertaining. And if you want to listen to us, then come listen to us on Backbreaker Media.
Yeah,
later,
what he said.
Later, bitches.
Hey, folks, it's Acting Monster Pro Wrestling General Manager Mike Maloney, and I do have to emphasize the word acting right now. I'm going to get to that here in just a second, but welcome to Quick Calls for Monster Pro Wrestling Vindication from the Alberta Avenue Hall in Edmonton. Looks like Spencer's MIA. I don't know what happened to him here.
Yeah,
but
he never showed up tonight, MIA, so
We're going to have to go check the police precincts and see if he got any accidents again. But
yeah.
I am joined by the stalwart of Backbreaker Media here, the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
Yes, I am here.
And you know what? I just got to bring this up right at the beginning. There have been a lot of changes in Monster Pro Wrestling here this last month.
Yep.
I guess I got to clarify something right off the bat here as we get going. My contract with MPW I signed was coming out of the ban from Combat Sports in Edmonton. It was effective January 1st. I've decided that I'm working with new management that's coming in, and I've decided that I need to get back to commentary, get the videos up, because if you guys haven't noticed, I'm a little behind in my videos. So I'm going to be working on getting those caught up here. And I'm working with a new MPW head office, which had quite a bit to do with this night here.
Yeah.
I've been butting heads with them pretty much since September. And I'll be honest, there was a point tonight where I just let them have it. So, but you know what? Brian, you were a fan. I'm in the show.
Yeah.
What did you think of the show tonight?
Oh, I thought it was great. You had five matches.
Well, five to seven
matches, whatever, yeah. And it was, from the beginning to the end, it was just pretty much chaotic and crazy, and it was just, it, set up for next month just perfectly the way it should.
Absolutely. I think we're getting in the right direction here right now.
Yes.
But let's get to the matches right now. Right off the bat, we had Cato with Psycho Sawyer and 362 cats at ringside.
Yeah, too many of them coming out at once.
Thank goodness most of them left for the match.
Thank God.
Taking on Riot Roth and Kid Cyrus in a triple threat match for that Ripper Championship.
Yes.
Now, this match here involved the chair throughout most of it. And, of course, Psycho Sawyer.
Yeah.
It was a... I would say I was really impressed with the two challengers, especially Riot Roth. I honestly didn't expect a lot out of him in this match because he is so new.
Yeah.
He did have a good match against Nate Nixon last month, but against a guy like Cato and a quick guy like Kid Cyrus, I didn't expect a lot, but we got a lot.
Yeah, we did. I was very impressed with the new guy, but he dominated a lot of this match, and he almost won the belt. Man, it was like, wow. Like, if this guy gets a few more matches, give him about 6-7 more months, he'll be pretty good.
Yeah, but the finish ended up with Cato taking the advantage and sneaking a victory out of the jaws of defeat here and retaining his Ripper title.
Yes. But he didn't really have time to celebrate very much.
Well, allow me.
Yes.
All right. Back in July, I invoked the 24/7 rule on the Ripper title.
Yes.
We didn't have any singles matches from July 1st to September 1st, so I wanted to get the Ripper title a little bit more exposure in the public. We got the YouTube channel. Check out Backbreaker Media on YouTube for all the Ripper title changes. But in September, the MPW head office alerted me that they enjoyed the video so much that they decided to continue it through to October. And they actually wanted to carry it all the way to Riptribution. We're going to get to that in a bit here, but immediately following the match, you have the Cheetah Bear Jew Dawkins come out and attack Cato with a chair.
Wow.
Finishing it off with a Red Queen into the chair.
Insane.
And a 1-2-3, and your new Ripper champion, Jew Dawkins.
That was just insane. He comes out, lays out Cato, and, well... 24/7, anything goes. Cato lost a belt, new champion. For now.
We'll get to that later on. This was 7 minutes and 46 seconds, so pretty decent match for the time they got.
Yes.
Now the next one, if you looked on Facebook earlier today on Nasty Nate Nixon's social media, he posted that he wanted an open challenge. The challenge was accepted by Big Ben returning to MPW.
Yes.
Now, once again, a hell of a matchup, and it took some dastardly deeds from the Redeemer Rick Jules in the title belt.
Yep.
Ended up smashing the face of Big Ben, causing a disqualification.
Yep.
Your winner was Big Ben, but Nate Nixon still got to keep his title.
Yeah, Big Ben dominated most of this match, but in the end, well, Nasty Nate, whatever. He doesn't know how to win a match decently. He has to have interference, and, well, he used a belt. The ref seen it. He cost him the match. He didn't lose the title, but he lost the match. He lost the pay cut in it, and I want to see Big Ben and him go at it without any interference, one-on-one, and have a clean winner, because I think Ben... He damn near had the title for tonight.
Well, this match, nine minutes and 49 seconds.
Yeah.
This match up here, in my opinion, I got a lot to think about, and I got to discuss it with the head office.
Yes.
As much as my matchmaking abilities are still intact, supposedly, I do have to contact head office here to go through some of the decisions here.
Yes.
Moving on there, we had a non-title match for the Ripper title because beautiful Blake Cannon claimed on social media and everywhere he could, anybody that would listen to him, that he can beat the Cheetah Bear clean.
That he
can dominate. He's undefeated at MPW. There's no reason he can't beat the Cheetah Bear. So, you know what? Fine. Ripper title not on the line. We're gonna have a fair match here.
Yes.
might have not been the best choice for him, I don't think.
Yeah.
But this match here, I don't know what was stranger. How Psycho Sawyer at ringside decided to poke her nose into it and then ended up in a Greco-Roman lip lock with Jude Dawkins. Ugh. And you know something happened there because you had Dawkins who absorbed the spit, mist, whatever you want to call it, from Sawyer.
Yes.
And put it right back into Sawyer's face. But the best part, I think, was the fact that he pulled the Eddie Guerrero and went down and acted like he was misted.
Yes.
He went down, he faked that he was misted. Blake came in all cocky and ready to go, getting ready for his sidewalk slam to finish it off. Jude picks him up, his new Abbey Road Crossing, 1-2-3, and he retains the title.
Yes.
Now, before I talk about what happened here, I want to get the fans... Well, first, Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, I thought this was a great match. Actually, I was kind of impressed with Blake here. He took it pretty good to Jude there. He had quite a couple of times he almost had him, but like you said, in the end, Sawyer tried to get involved. Kind of backfired. I loved that Jude was playing Lie, Cheat, Wins play thing. And, well, in the end, Mr. Blake, it kind of cost you because you got a little bit too cocky, and you don't do that with a veteran with Jude.
Okay, now after the match.
Yeah.
Now, I was actually, you know what, I'm going to let Brian here explain what happened because I'm going to need to explain myself after this. So go ahead, Brian.
Well, okay, what happens afterwards is the match is over. Jude is celebrating. In comes Kato. Kato is, it looks like he's going to try and sneak attack and try and get the title back. Well, Mr. Commissioner here, he had a little bit much of this and said, no, that's enough. Took the belt and said, we'll figure this out for retribution.
All right. Let me take a little bit of a roll here. I've been sitting in the back for, well, I've been at this now for 9 months, 10 months now. I've tried to do my best to help promote this company, get things out. I thought this Ripper title 24/7 thing would be a good idea for the summer. Get it out in the public, get some exposure. Now that they wanted to carry it through, now it's starting to interfere in matches.
Yeah.
And to me, that just doesn't make sense to do that.
No.
And I know I'm not a wrestler. I know I shouldn't be in the ring when guys are going at it, but I just had enough.
Yeah.
I snapped. I apologize to everybody for interfering in something like that, but...
But sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You know, you can't take it. You got to do something about it. And, well, you've had enough. You put your foot down, and hopefully it'll tell these boys, no, you can't get away with stuff.
So, the Ripper title is currently without owner.
Yeah.
I know that Dawkins is technically still the owner, but I think he will understand in this case that I want that title held up. I don't think I'm going to be renaming the title, but I'm going to be rebranding the title as to what it means to everybody here at Monster Pro Wrestling. Trevor Ripper Grimalson, he meant so much everybody here at MPW.
Yeah, he did.
And this, frankly, turned into a joke. This turned into a complete joke. I didn't mind the first couple times when it happened.
No.
And I don't mind the ingenuity of the young guys. But at the same time, that belt means a hell of a lot more. Now that we're back into our regular season, that title needs to be defended honorably and the right way. So it might be a challenge, but I'm definitely going to rise to the challenge here and come up with something to lead off retribution.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And like I said, these guys are putting a bad name on that title. I got to meet Trevor when he was part of this thing before his passing, because I would come to the shows from about 2004, since 2004 to now, and when he was doing the shows and doing announcing, you know, he was playing a bad, mean announcer, but you go up to him afterwards, he's the friendliest guy you could talk to, you could ask him anything, and he's nice, so I really miss him.
I know we'll talk more about Trevor next month, but one thing I do know is he would do anything to help out MPW.
Yes.
So from there, this is where I'm starting to get a little perturbed with the MPW head office.
Yeah.
I got contacted approximately 2 hours before showtime. And I was told that Angelica would not be attending tonight. They wouldn't give me reasons. All they said was reasons you don't need to know, and Sam's going to do a promo tonight. Which, I'm starting to hear rumors that there's been finagling at the head office here, and it drives me nuts. I don't know. Sam won't fess up to anything. Nobody in the locker room will say anything. And I don't know if I really want to get to the end of the bottom of it here, but I need to protect myself here in this case. But either way, let's get past that and let's get to what actually happened.
Yeah.
Sam came out and she claims that she's beaten everybody out of MPW. And all of a sudden, who pops out?
Yeah, Psycho Sawyer.
Yeah. The only woman to defeat her one-on-one.
Yes.
Since she's returned to Monster Pro Wrestling.
Yes.
And I think that Psycho Sawyer, I'll say it straight up, she's nuts.
She's loony.
Well, she's loony, but she came up with an absolutely loony-ish brilliant idea.
Very, very. That loony brain, it worked pretty good. She got what she wanted.
Well, what she did is challenge Sexy Sam to a first ever MPW Ladies ladder match for the MPW Ladies Championship.
Good God.
That's the best way to put it. Good God. Right now, I'm not sure who the good guy is in this one, the good girl or the bad girl in this one. Frankly, I'll be perfectly honest. I don't care. I'm going to enjoy seeing these two beat the hell out of each other.
I want to see these guys rip the hell out of each other. Like you said, we got one woman that's a friggin' psycho, one that who the hell knows what's going through her mind, and, you know, it's going to be insane. These ladies are probably going to kill each other.
You know what? I don't know how many people in the crowd are going to mind. That's all.
Exactly.
It's going to be a hell of a match up there. The first ever women's ladder match.
Unbelievable.
But from there, we went to our tag team title match.
Wow.
A triple threat match for the tag titles. Basically, Lumberjack Larry and Mitch Clark said they wanted to take on all comers. And they took on the Catalyst and Royalty.
Yeah.
King B and T.Y. Jackson.
Yes.
The Catalyst, we all know. The Redeemer, Rick Jules. Privileged, James Crowder. We need more soup.
Yes.
This match here, 14 minutes and 34 seconds, and a hell of a lot of action inside that ring.
Wow.
Some moves that shocked me there. One in particular, do you ever think you'd see Mitch Clark pull out a Hurricanrana?
No, that was fucking insane and beautifully done.
You know it's shocking when Brian's swearing, because he never does.
No, it was crazy.
On top of that, you had T.Y. going to the outside, hitting a moonsault to the floor on everybody else.
Yeah, that was, wow. I mean, all six of these guys put on a great show. I mean, this was a hell of a good match. You know, in the end, the Wrestling Royalty,
they took advantage of a situation here.
Yeah,
because Mitch Clark had Rick Jules, I do believe it was, in a figure four leg lock.
Yes.
And King B comes off the top rope with a frog splash and ends up getting the pin because Mitch can't get his legs out of the figure four fast enough to break up the cover.
Yeah, and beautifully done by him. You know, that's smart thinking. He's seen the advantage. One guy's got a hole in the figure four. The other guy, he hits a splash, pins him. He can't move. And, well, we end up with new tag team champions, which I don't think nobody saw coming tonight.
I don't think anybody expected it whatsoever here. Your new Monster Pro Wrestling tag team champions, T.Y. Jackson and King B, known as Wrestling Royalty.
Yeah.
As you see, as you hear, Privileged James Crowder, get some soup. But then we go to intermission.
Yes.
It was... And then we set up for this main event.
Wow.
Now, folks, I'll be honest. There isn't many things that wow me, shock me, basically take me aback. Because I didn't know how this was going to end. All right, well, we had Dark Reign Chris Parrish and massive damage all in one ring.
Yeah.
Now, during the intermission, I got contact with.
Oh wait, sorry guys. I just got massive damage going. But massive, what the hell happened there?
Beat it.
I don't want to get in between Delmer and Massive right now. Delmer. This is not good.
You're a sellout. How much money did you give you? You're a sellout. You're a sellout, Massive. You piece of garbage.
Oh my God.
Delmer's not valuing his life right now. Anyway, we're.
Oh God! Do what I do. Oh yeah, I'm not 90 years old like you, old man.
You're 110.
You suck. You piece of garbage. Get a haircut too, hippie.
Oh, this is gonna be. This is Stadler Waldorf material here. Seriously. This is insane. But in all seriousness, folks, I don't want to get near Massive right now. This match here, I was told, well, there's a two-stage thing going on here. First of all, just before intermission, I got buzzed by the MPW head office. They came up with a special guest referee for this match.
Yeah.
Which I was shocked. Returning to Monster Pro Wrestling is former ECW New Japan Pro Wrestling WWF star Phil LaFon. He returned as a special guest referee in this match. Apparently he's returning to MPW.
Yeah, that was surprising. It's good to see him back again. I really loved it. Nice to see that.
He was in one of those nice new referee shirts that we got. What'd you think of those?
I thought those were actually a real nice step up from the last ones. I really like them.
Well, myself and the new regime here at MPW, as I'm transitioning out, I want to make sure I leave a legacy of good stuff, and you're going to see some more next month. But anyway, I keep going all over the place here. Let's get back to this match. 12 minutes. Dark Reign looks like they're going to cower out of there after Parrish manages to rip them apart off a hot tag.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, he turns around and Massive spears Parrish right out of his boots.
Yeah, that was the thing, because Parrish was up on the ropes, looks like he was getting ready to jump on them, on the Dark Reign. Dark Reign takes off. He gets down, turns around, and wow, spear, and Massive turned on him, and the ref called for a no decision in this match.
Now,
I'm disturbing you here, Mike, the ref. That Massive damage is a piece of garbage. He's a sellout. How much money did he get for that cheating? You know what I was going to say, but I can't say that kind of words on here.
You can say those words if you want.
He's a cheating BSer, boy. That piece of garbage. How much money did he get for doing that?
Now, I don't want to get too much.
One thing I got to say real quick.
Jesus Christ.
Nasty I Nippo. Hope you all know Nasty Nate Nixon is the best there is, the best there was, and the nastiest there ever will be. You're welcome, boys. I know you enjoyed being in my presence. Anytime I'm around you, it's a treat. And you filthy heathens enjoy it. You're welcome. Your life's being.
I only have 2 months left, and I'm thank God I don't have to hang around with guys that don't win their matches like him. But I digress. All right, sorry, we're getting interrupted left, right, and center here. We're going to quickly try and wrap this up.
Yeah.
But I do have to let you guys know. After I heard about the LaFon signing for tonight, I had to take matters into my own hands. I just smelt something that wasn't right here. I didn't know if it was I thought it was going to be LaFon turning into a heel referee and joining Martins and.
That's what I thought,
but no, it ended up being Massive. So what I did is I got on the blower immediately, and somebody that, you know, they kept complaining that it wasn't getting cleared. You know what? I said, the hell with it. I got 2 months left. What are they going to do to me?
Yeah.
I cleared Maniac to come back for competition. And thank God that I did.
Thank God.
He comes out with a chair, and he got his title back.
Yes. Finally, after Martin stole the title 3-4 months ago, he finally gets it back.
Between the super kick from Parrish and the chair shot from Maniac,
wow,
Martin started getting what he deserved.
Yeah, I don't know what the heck's going to happen between all these guys now, especially they got Maniac, and he knows, you know, he wants Martin.
Maniac wants Martins. Parrish wants Martins. Both guys want Massive. Both guys
This is just going to be a friggin' insane.
I'll tell you guys this. I got to consult the MPW head office here because I want to make sure everything's right for Retribution.
Oh, God.
But give me a week, and I'll figure out what's going to happen here. Yes. In 1 week's time, I will announce what our main event's going to be outside of the Ripper Royal, which... That's an annual tradition every October. What are you bringing for November?
Lots of friggin' weapons. I don't know yet. I'm working on them.
All right, fine. Yeah, never mind. Fans, bring the weapons battle royal main event for Retribution November 3rd. But it's time for our highlights of the night here. Brian, of course, since you're the official guest of the show, what's your highlight of the night?
My highlight of the night is the triple threat tag team match for the tag titles. All six guys put on a great show. And, well, in the end, we had Wrestling Royalty picking up a huge win, winning the titles. And I think the first round going for them. And,
well, they did have a chance one-on-one with them, but now...
But, I mean, to win them belts... It's huge. This is unbelievable. I can't wait to see what's in store for the new tag champs now.
Oh, I've heard so many things that the office wants to do, and
it's gonna be insane.
You know when you have a kid with a new toy,
yeah,
and they want to play with it a little bit too much.
Yes,
I'm in that role right now as general manager. I got to try and reel them in a little bit. They're going to be doing a lot of things. Trust me. When you get here next month, you're going to be so impressed with what's coming up here.
I can't wait.
The production value is going to start skyrocketing through the roof here. So,
I cannot wait.
My highlight of the night, I'm going to give it to the fans here who picked up 50-50s tonight.
Yes, damn right.
$230 went to the Katie Kutze fund for medical bills and whatnot. If you guys didn't get a chance to check out on Facebook, the fundraising drive they did via Facebook donations, because of something about American accounts versus Canadian, they actually couldn't get that money. So that all had to be refunded, and they had to start over. So they were essentially out an extra $1,000. Tonight, they raised, $230 for that, plus $71 for the gift basket. So we're
about $300.
Just over $300. So I want to give that to the crowd. And I think the surprise of the night, I don't think we even have to guess what that is.
No.
What the hell happened to Massive Damage?
Yeah, that's what I want to know, man. This is one of the Monster Pro's, one of the most fan favorite wrestlers, and now he's heel?
He sold out?
Holy crap. It's going to be insane next
week. I got a feeling I now know who went to MPW head office on a bunch of this stuff.
Yeah, me too.
But that's another fight I'm going to deal with another day. I need to enjoy this evening, so...
Yeah.
I think that's going to wrap it up for this show. And I'm trying to get a crew out to Bonneville for the Lakeland Pro first ever show. That might be a little bit too much of a drive for you, Brian.
Yeah, I'm not too sure what I'm doing yet.
That's 6 hours away. So
that's a long drive, yeah.
But I know for sure our next quick calls up will be from the St. John's Cultural Center in downtown Edmonton with the Rise of Legends 8.
Yes.
Featuring Kevin Sullivan.
Yes.
I have to ask him about certain activities that he did with a former Edmontonian, but...
yes.
I'll leave that there. Other than that, our network's absolutely stacked with podcasts, if you haven't realized that yet.
Big time.
We got 6 podcasts a week going on right now.
It's
so
insane.
A hell of a lot, too much work for me, but I enjoy it. So, and folks, like I said, this is my last 2 months as general manager at MPW as my contract's running out. I'm going to have some big announcements on some video coming up here in the next, I'm going to say the next couple months. I want to make sure I do a good job here finishing up, helping the transition team, get the new commissioner in place, and we'll go from there. So, anything else you want to say, Brian?
I don't know. You can just contact me on Twitter at The Wrestling Mind.
That's DA Wrestling Mind.
The Wrestling Mind, yes. And other than that, just keep out, keep coming out. Support your local wrestling shows. The boys, the wrestlers love it. The fans are all insane and crazy. Come out, 3-4 hours of fun. Can't go wrong for $20 of entertainment.
And let's face it, folks, it is 10 o'clock, and we're leaving the facility. And I think we're the last ones heading out.
Very much.
Oh, hold on. Whoa,
can you offer me a question?
Folks, I'm sorry. I was about to wrap up the show, as we always do late, but we had somebody just pop up right in front of us here. She seems to come out of the bushes or something. I don't know.
Hi.
Psycho Hi. Sawyer. Hello. What? A ladder match? Really?
The hell are you thinking?
Well, we did chairs last year. Yeah. I broke a finger, like, 5 minutes into that match. And I just feel like I can do better. Like, I've been here for 3 years. I train probably more than every other woman we have. And if I can't get the crowd to respect me for my hard work, I'm going to go die in front of them. I think that's the right way. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
Well, all I could say is, you know, I'm looking forward to it. That's the one match that I know I have guaranteed signed right now. I don't have much authority right now, waiting for my last 2 months here, but I'm automatically allowed to book at least 2 matches. That's one of them, because I want to see this. Now, what are you going to say to these fans that were actually cheering you in the crowd?
I think they know that they want the right thing. That's the thing. Like, we've seen Sexy Sam, like, she's chewed up so many people here. And, like, people, like, they'll keep coming back, and they keep coming back. And if it keeps not working, why don't you go back to the one person you know can fight you? She knows that I bring a good fight to her. I'm the best opponent she has. So, they want to see a good match, they should talk to me.
Fair enough. Now, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, because I've been trying to investigate, and who contacted, like, I got a phone call from MPW head office 2 hours before the show, saying, and I know I talked to Angelica earlier this week, and she said she wanted to take on both of you and rip you two apart. Well, do you know who called them? No?
Oh, come on. I was at work. I have a job. I do things outside of wrestling. I don't have time to bullshit like that. Come on.
Fair enough, and I think you'd be crazy enough to want to face her anyway, so...
Yeah. I like hitting her. She's my favorite person to hit.
Fair enough. But I see that your crazy mobile is ready to go, so...
Yeah, that's fair.
I guess I should let you go before I get hit with something here, so... Anyway, thank you, Psycho Sawyer, for joining us here.
Anytime.
And... I think that's going to wrap it up here, folks. I need a stiff drink after this one.
Yeah.
The Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, thank you for joining me.
Always a pleasure, and I can't wait to do this in a couple of weeks.
And this is Mike Maloney saying, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this is Quick Calls, covering Monster Pro Wrestling Vindication from the Alberta Avenue Hall in Edmonton, here on Backbreaker Media.